When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, our Christmas Eve version of Second Guest at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Mike Tilley along with Cajun Cannon Bobby Hebert. And on our Open Heart Jewelers talking text line, he covers the LSU Tigers for Sports Illustrated, Zach Daggy. Zach, thanks so much for joining us. And normally, this time of the year with a bowl game, even though he didn't make the Final 12, the focus would be on the game itself, as LSU will play Baylor New Year's Eve. But now, I guarantee you 99% of the calls we get about LSU, transfer portal. Is LSU going to sign somebody else?
Right, right.
Who else they going to sign? It goes to show how this ever-changing world of college athletics has hit. And here's the crazier part. They will have a second transfer portal season after the spring. So it's not over yet as far as players are concerned, but the coverage of the first kind of transfer portal run has been unbelievable this year, and it's the first chance really we get to see that.
Yeah, look, first of all, Mike, appreciate you guys for having me back on as always, and Merry Christmas to you guys. But more importantly, this window has been fantastic for LSU. It's treating them right, like you said, and it's about as busy as ever. I mean, you're looking at a window where LSU's already signed 13 players to this class, and it's only been open for 2.5 weeks. And so now we kind of sit back, evaluate, and see where we can go once the college football playoff and stuff wraps up. But like you said, man, it's a time where you're supposed to be sitting back and preparing for the bowl. But more importantly, everybody's sitting back and waiting to see what's going on with this transfer portal nonsense. So it's crazy. It's busy. It's hectic. But you wouldn't want to have it any other way, considering the way that LSU's crushing it.
You know, when you look at the transfer portal, and I'm not talking about the casual donor that supports the university, but I'm talking about an individual that puts up big money, and you never know. It's a crapshoot. I mean, you don't know. You hope the player works out. You can be the top quarterback or any position in the country. Then you reward them, and then let's say they're not successful. I mean, you can't ask for a refund, you know, but then... and then all of a sudden, the administrator might come back to you. He goes, well, I'm not, you know, I don't know about giving you more money in the future. This cat didn't work out. So how do you think that's going to come out? Because you know it's not going to be 100%. Oh, we evaluated the right talent and we paid the right players. Because you know there's going to be chaos in that regard.
Are you lucky to get 50%?
Right.
You're lucky to get 50%.
And you know some fans will be like, what are we paying that guy for?
Yeah, no, Bobby, it's a fantastic question because everybody in their right mind wants to get a return on investment, right? You put forth, let's say, 50, 60K, whatever it is that you're putting in the pot. You want that to come to fruition. You want to kind of get a natty in return, right? You want to get some type of kind of return back. And for LSU, it's a challenging game. It's a tricky game considering how many donors that they have here. I mean, Brian Kelly himself has now put up $1 million of his own dollars in order to rebuild this roster, reconstruct the roster, and help in NIL efforts. So it's a tricky game here. And yes, when you see kind of a team right now that just went 8-4 and donors might have put up money right there and seen kind of a non-LSU standard season, it's challenging. So ultimately it comes down to the point where you really have to continue to evolve as a team, evolve your roster, and get that return on investment in order to continue to get support from this fan base, from the donors, et cetera, in order to continue building year after year. Because as we all know, it's a year-end process. Every December is about as hectic as it gets. So you want to continue to have success so that you can continue to get the support from those donors.
Zach, I'll throw it to the Baylor game now because, man, I watched Baylor early in the season. They were struggling on both sides of the football. And all of a sudden, mid-season, they hit stride. Now, what we think Dave Aranda about, we think about defense. But you know what carried them? Their offense. And they are a very balanced football team. They can run the football well. They throw it extremely well. But this team is known for their offense. Now, they give up a lot of points defensively. LSU's defense better come prepared because they're going to see a kind of two-headed monster here of the ability to run the ball and also to throw it downfield, that Baylor's got some athletes on that team. And that's really as what got them on this winning streak.
Yeah, I want y'all both to explain to me. I was like, I thought LSU would be favored.
No.
Isn't Baylor favored by 2.5 or
exactly.
something like that? I'm like, what?
Because they've seen what I saw.
Oh, okay.
Man, that offensive talent Baylor's got is really, really impressive. Zach, I'll let you tangle with this one.
No, first of all, I completely agree with you, Bobby. I would have sat back and assumed that LSU was going to be the favorite here, just knowing that Garrett Nussmeier is coming back. You got some weapons on offense. Defensively, you're going to have Zy Alexander in the bowl game, Braden Swinson, et cetera. You have a lot of veterans stepping up. And for an LSU team that's kind of riding a little bit of momentum, you would have liked to have seen them be the favorite here. But nonetheless, it is Baylor, like you were saying, around 1.5, 2 points as the favorite. And kind of, Mike, what you were saying as well, they kind of have a two-headed snake on offense. They're very balanced here. It starts with Bryson Washington on the ground. This is a 1,000-yard rusher. And he's been in the end zone double-digit times as well with 12 touchdowns. So on the ground, they're very physical. Their offensive line allows them to have a balanced attack. And Bryson Washington is a youngster, but, man, he's putting up some truly impressive numbers on the ground in his first, second year with the program. So it's been a refreshing scene for Dave Aranda and them for their offense to succeed. And it presents a unique challenge for LSU. In the trenches, you're kind of young. You know, Jacoby and Guillory's out for the year with that torn Achilles. You've been relying on Ahmad Bro, Dominic McKinley. A lot of youngsters in the trenches to really step up and make an impact there. So coming into this bowl game, it's all going to be about how can your youngsters step up. Can Ahmad Bro, Dominic McKinley end the season on a high note so that they can carry that momentum into the offseason? So like you said, they have a dynamic offense. Obviously, if you were going to sit here and talk to me and ask me, and you're talking about a Dave Aranda team, you fully expect them to be defensive-minded. But it's their offense that makes them so unique, and it's what's got them red-hot going into the end of the season. So presents a unique challenge for LSU, one that they have to be prepared for, because when I talk about carrying momentum into the offseason, a win here would jumpstart that to the highest degree.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
So, Zach, what you're telling me is if I place a bet to bet the over.
Man, hey, that over, you're sitting at around 59.5 points right now. It's a lot more than I would have expected in this ball game.
Man, that is a lot of points.
But
to think about, LSU's got a lot of problems defensively, and Baylor can score, and Baylor ain't stopped nobody either. I mean, you look at their defense. Man, they are shaky in the secondary. If you can protect Nussmeier, and I think that's the key in this game, because you won't have your two tackles. Protecting him, man, I think Baylor's going to have a lot of difficulties with the LSU receivers.
Completely agreed here. And I think this is an opportunity for Garrett Nussmeier to step up and really continue carrying his success into this game. We've seen how versatile he is with his weapons. He can spread it out, pass it to a bunch of different guys. I'm excited to see Chris Hilton get in the game here. Let him take the top off the defense, because the Baylor defensive backfield, and I'll put this nicely here, I kind of caught myself before I got too far ahead, but they're not as talented as a lot of those other defenses are in the conference. So for LSU, this is where Garrett Nussmeier can come in, take the top off the defense, utilize the Chris Hilton, utilize some youngsters. I'm excited to see how Kylan Billiott can play in this game. This is a youngster that I'm excited about, and I really think he can take that next step. But what you were saying here, I'm certainly intrigued to see how this offense plays against a rather non-talented defense in Baylor, because I think Garrett Nussmeier can really show some things in this one.
One thing I know where Mr. Billiott grew up.
In Homer, right?
Terrible guy, yeah.
Parish. Now, you know, we talk about the portal and you got to solidify the trenches. What area you think they still have a ways to go? Is it the safety position, or when you look at it, it's not over, obviously, you know, who you bringing in and all that. But what would you say the most concern you have right now with the portal?
I'm going to give you mine. I think tackle. Okay. I would try to find me an offensive tackle. Safety, I think, would be two. But for me, man, going into this and taking a good look at that offensive line, you want to play an 18-year-old freshman? I mean, I know Will Campbell did it, and Emory did it.
Yeah, but you don't
but
have Will
not everybody's
those guys. You don't have Will Campbell every year.
No. Zach, I'll let you go with that one.
Yeah, first and foremost for me, it's that safety position. I certainly think there's some room to grow right there. You're sitting with a razor-thin spot. You just switched Javian Toviano to move in as your first-team safety. You have Jordan Gilbert, a youngster, and DeShawn Spears. And, Mike, you and I have talked time and time again about DeShawn Spears, and I'm really looking forward to seeing him take that next step. But you have to have some veterans in the room to go and help him take that next step. So, for me, when you're looking at transfer portal quote-unquote needs, it's certainly at the safety position because you're razor thin. Another spot that I'm going to look at right now is definitely it's the offensive line. Mike, you talk about it time and time again. Hey, your second team has to be just about as good as your first team. Injuries happen every year. They come and go. So you have to have defense. You have to have some weapons in there, some depth up front in order to stay consistent in that area. And right now, when you look at the depth in that offensive line room, another spot that's razor thin, you don't have as many veterans. You have your youngsters in Tyree Adams, Weston Davis, Paul Mabanga, even DJ Chester right now is relatively young. So for me, when you're looking at those transfer portal needs, it starts with the safety room and carries into that offensive line room as well. You got to get some depth there in order to have pieces going into the end of the year. It's the SEC. It's the NFL of college football. So you have to have some pieces that are ready towards the end of the season, because players are certainly going to get banged up as the year goes on.
Now, what is your take? We're not even in spring ball. They still have a bowl game to play. But, you know, it's amazing how many fans come up to you. Bob, what do you think about next year? You know what they all say? Well, with Coach Kelly, we better be in the damn playoffs. They're not saying necessarily national championships.
But be in the 12.
But isn't it like almost with Coach Kelly, like playoffs or bust? The natives will be restless if we're not in the postseason next year. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Look, I wholeheartedly agree with that, Bobby. You're looking at a playoff or bust season. You have to be in that 12-team playoff. You're coming off of a year where you were 8-4. You didn't live up to the LSU standard. You signed a really talented high school class in that 2025 class. That helps with the long term. That helps you have players for the long haul. But now you're seeing them attack the transfer portal with force in order to help in the short term. So from a roster reconstruction like perspective, you have the talent. You have the guys that can compete in the SEC and get you over the hump and try to get to do an SEC championship game. But for me, it's all about getting in that college football playoff. I think Brian Kelly knows it. I think the administration knows it. The fan base knows it. You got to take that next step, get over the hump, get into the college football playoff. Brian Kelly doesn't have any more mulligans. You got to come out and you got to hit next season with force. It starts with week one at Clemson, and you have to carry the momentum into the rest of the season. So I wholeheartedly agree that it's a college football playoff or bust season heading into next year.
Zach, I'll let you finish the sentence. LSU beats Baylor, but for what main reason? What's the main reason they would defeat this Baylor team?
Garrett Nussmeier takes the top off the defense and plays a clean game. It starts with Garrett Nussmeier. He's the engine that has this car going. Brian Kelly's talked time and time again that he has the keys to the car. Now it's just for him to steer them in the right direction. And I think if they want to get a bowl game win, get that ninth win of the season, and carry that momentum into the offseason, it starts with Garrett Nussmeier at the helm. I can talk time and time again about the defense and what they need to do there in order to slow down a balanced, dynamic team. That's kind of stating the obvious for me. But when it comes down to it, Garrett Nussmeier truly has to play a clean football game, find his reads, have that processor clicking on all cylinders in order for this team to get over the hump, get a win, and carry that momentum into the offseason, because they need that now more than ever.
Zach, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Really appreciate it. Thank you for joining us on Christmas Eve. Wish you a Merry Christmas, you and the family. And always appreciate you giving us your time, and always great insights, bud. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, you guys. Merry Christmas.
All right. Merry Christmas, Zach.
Zach Nagy, who does a great job covering the LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated.